Chapter 10. Money. Getting to know the idioms. A. Listening for understanding. Listen to a series of letters from a young man to his father. Living within your means.
February 5th. Dear Dad, I'm sorry it's taken me so long to write. I wanted to wait until I had an apartment, but although I've searched high and low, I still haven't been able to find one I can afford. Life in the city is a lot more expensive than I thought it would be. It will be pretty hard to live within my means. Can you send some more money? I'm sure I'll find a job soon. Love, Harry. February 27th. Dear Dad, I know you're doing the best you can, but I can't live on $50 a week. Everything here costs an arm and a leg, so I would really appreciate it if you could send a little more. I tried to get my hands on a used car so it would be easier to get out and look for a job, but I've had no luck. One man said he could get me a good deal on an old Chevy, but he wanted me to cough up $500 before I even saw the car. Meanwhile, my bank account keeps getting smaller. I've already bounced one check, so now the corner supermarket will only accept cash from me. I am just stretched too thin. Can't you help me, please? Love, Harry. March 19th. Dear Dad, thanks for the cash. I'll try to hang on until I get a job. I had an interview a couple of days ago, and I thought it went really well, but they decided to hire someone else instead. I'm getting kind of desperate. You know, money doesn't grow on trees, and I've got bills to pay. Do you think you could send a little more? I'll let you know as soon as I find a job. Love, Harry. April 2nd. Dear Dad, I love this city. I'm finally ready to settle down and stay put. Last week, I met a guy whose sister I knew in high school, and he has really helped me a lot. His name is Joe Forrester. He warned me that a man who was going to rent me an apartment would try to take me to the cleaners, so Joe offered to let me stay in the basement of his house. It's a cozy little place on the west side of town, and because I don't have much money, he's letting me have it for a song. Joe also talked to his boss about finding me a job. And guess what? I start work on Monday. Finally, my bank account will be in the black again. I am getting tired of always being in the red. I knew everything would work out in the end. Thanks for your help. I'll call you soon. Love, Harry.